You may recall I was chatting with Jack Griffin a little earlier, the 85-year-old cyclist who'll be riding from Brisbane to Cairns in the next month or so. And I got a lovely email from a couple who are currently cycling around Australia, so I just wanted to read some of it for you. They sent this email to Kia and myself because Kia made some mention of getting a sore bottom riding a bike earlier. Mark writes, "My wife Denise and I are cycling around Australia and we're in Cairns at the moment after leaving Canberra 80 days ago. And he says, your comments this morning about numb bums and bicycles caught our attention, so thought I'd drop you a line. He says, there are three questions we get asked while we're on the road. How's your bum? What do you eat? And how do you find riding with the trucks? So Mark and Denise will spend the next 10 months or more on a bike saddle as they complete their challenge. So finding the correct bike saddle was pretty important for them. And Mark says, interestingly, in this day of high-tech, lightweight componentry, they're using leather saddles that have been on the market for more than 100 years. And so that's what they're doing. Last year, they tested nearly 15 saddles and felt in this day and age there must be something better and more comfortable than 100-year-old technology. But after a number of sore rides, they both decided that these leather saddles were the best. Mark writes, it's encouraging that something first developed in the late 1880s remains unchanged and still has a use today. How often do you hear this? Once discovered, many long-distance cyclists use these saddles as there is nothing better. And then they heard our interview early, a little bit later on with Jack Griffin. And Mark says, isn't he an inspiration? We'd like to add weight and reinforce his comments that to be able to ride around Australia, you do not have to be that fit to begin with. If you start sensibly, you gain your fitness on the way. People say to us, oh, I wish I could do what you're doing. And their response is always, you can. And it's not hard, just stop finding excuses and make the time to do it, or a similar personal challenge. If you are interested in following how Mark and Denise are going on their ride around Australia, you can have a look at their website, which is sprungchickenride.com. sprungchickenride.com. Mark and Denise, thanks so much for taking the time out to send us an email. Really appreciate it. And take care out there. Those trucks and other, you know, cars on the road. And if you do see a couple riding around, give them a wave, Denise and Mark.